Yushami Kalayim Dav Ayin Hey. The next parak, during parak Enu Asur, which is the parak talking about the last sugya of Kalayim and the Masechta, which is the Kalayim of shatness of clothes. So the Mishnah discusses which considered, what the Torah considers shatness and what's not. Enu Asur Mishum Kalayim Elat Samer Pishtim. The only thing that's Asur, the Torah Asur, is Kalayim and Pishtim, is wool and linen together. And there's no beged, there's no type of material that is makabel tumas, matame ben agoyim, through touching, through negoyim, except tamar pishnim. And ain kohanim loyfshim l'shamish b'mikdash el tzemer pishnim. The kohanim do not wear anything, the beged, anything that's not beged, that's not beged or pishnim. This is the halacha the Torah says. Now, where do we see this from? The pasuk says, the marfulu, or suba shatnes, tzemer pishnim yaktav. That's called shatnes. The tzemer pishtim, the Torah excludes both shatnes, tzemer pishtim yachad. It's in mechala masha beprat. So it's dafka this and nothing else. So tzemer is from tzemer recholim, from sheep, and neilim, and bavad mefushim, like Mara explains. So therefore, this is the same thing with b'tam b'negoyim. Ma'avolda brings down the pasuk, v'abeged, kiyabo neged tzaras, b'beged tzemer, o b'beged pishtim. And same thing by the Kohanim, the Torah says, by where do we see the lo b'miktis al tzemer pishtim? Sheishu bud. Torah says that's the halacha of the Berit, Tleis, Chagamah, Mitzvah, Sheni, and the Gemara is going to explain in more detail as where we see these Begadim are considered Dafka Tzemer Pishtim. It's not so much Mefurish in the Pasik, that the Begadim that don't have Kalayim, like Asonis, or Matznefis, or Machnayim, these are the things Dafka, but anything else, Meshi, or Tzemer Gefin, that you can't use, that you can't wear. So therefore, these things are not going to be included in. Okay, so the Gemara says, the Gemara discusses where we see all this from. The Torah includes this into the combination of Tzemer u'Pishtim. That's what the Torah says, the Shatnis by Negoyim, by Bigdei Kahuna. They're all the same halakas. So we're going to see which Begadim of the Kohen are referring to. The Gemara is going to have a little more detail. That the, we're talking about the regular Begadim. There are certain Begadim that are just wool, certain ones are wool and linen, certain ones are just linen. And we're going to see in the Gemara which ones are which to explain what the Mishnah means. So the Mishnah, Tzemer u'Gamalim. Regarding the hairs of camel hair, or tzemer achelim shetofen zebeset, or sheep's wool that came together, so it came mixed together. So now, im rov min hagmalim mutter, if most of the hair that's there is mixed as the hair of the camels, then it's mutter. It's mutter, even though it's together with the linen, it's mutter because most of them, it's not wool, most of it is gamalim. But in Roman after chalim, but most of it comes from the sheep, the wool of sheep, then it's considered usher to do with linen, that would be considered usher. Max the max. What about half and half? Half and half, also we consider usher. It's also considered usher as well. We don't say there's no batel berov. If you have a rove, so we say it's batel berov. If it's 50-50, it's no rove. And therefore, you can't exclude it. You can't say it's kimishainu. You can't do exactly. And therefore, we say that it would be considered usher as well. We consider it chumra that it's to be considered usher. The chain hakanvas or pishtan tofen zeh. Same thing you have a canvas. And pishtan and flax that's together is also considered a din as well. And again, the same thing if it's a rove. Remember, Fulda explains if it's a rove, it's okay. If it's part of it's considered heir to the wool, it's the same thing. It makes it less than a rove. It would be no good. If it's considered a rove, it would not be considered good at all. So the Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah explains that shetof and zebizet got mixed up together. Then you're allowed to go do that because you go bust a rove. But if it's not rove, it's going to be that. Or if it's going to be considered anything less than that, it's going to be considered sad. And same thing, if you have pishtim and kirvus, in rove, men on kamus, mutul har, tzemer b'neim. If most of it's canvas, you can go and mix together tzemer. The same thing, if it's less than that, or it's 50-50, it's going to be considered usher. That is the halakha of the Mishnah, of when we consider something at batel berov, something that's not considered batel, it would be considered usher. We don't consider it davar kashuv. The Mishnah continues. Asharayim and kalak, abim shim and kalayim. Silk and kalak have no din kalayim. There's no din kalayim. There's no midrash, there's no din kolayim. I'll assume mishamar asayin, but there's still aser mishamar asayin. Even though be'etzem, it's not, there's no iser deraisa, but mishamar asayin is going to be considered aser. Why? Says Rafulda, because we're afraid, yasi l'chlufe semer pishtim. You come to mix together semer pishtim. Meisha ain mutsuyim b'neinu, since we don't find that, yasi l'chlufe yakasu mishamar asayin. It was man azesha meshi mutsi b'neinu, says the Rafulda, since today the linen is found very much prevalent amongst ourselves, a koyot. And everyone knows that there is that it's not the same thing. It's not beged ashatness. It's not considered woolen and linen. It's a different type of material. Since everyone knows what they are today, it's much more common. So we don't have to worry about it. It's not doima to that. Everyone knows that that will be considered okay. And it's not, there would be no iser, also the fact of kalayim together. This would be not any else. Marasayim, yes. Mara silk, you know, silk was always confused with linen, and therefore would be considered a problem of marasayim. But where it's today, it's primarily, it's silk was prevalent, and everyone knows what it is. It's very distinct. It's very unique. It's therefore, the mistake would not be made, and therefore the luck would be the rabbana would not answer it, and we can't do it. Now, normally we say the rabbana make exera, it doesn't change. Rabbana make exera, even if it doesn't change, it still applies. Rabbana to make it doesn't. It's not a temporary exera. Rabbana make exera forever. So marasayim to be yasser. No matter whether it's prevalent or not. But Lamais over here, Chachamim say it's only the fact, there's no issue at all. There's nothing to do with Kalayim. It's only that it may come to confuse. But since therefore it's Vade different, therefore we say that the Dinder Rabban doesn't apply anymore, the way most of the Mefarshim explain, and therefore it would be considered Mutar. Mats and cushions that are mixed together with linen are not in Kalayim. As long as the skin doesn't touch them, doesn't touch the skin, it does not, it's not a problem. There's no, it's only wearing them on your skin. This is not considered. Now, again, what's the reason for this? Because these things are not made to wear. Says my full little fish and suyin leshchiva. They're used for lying down, for sleeping. Uksiv lo yala alecha. You can't put begadim on top of you. But what you're going to put underneath you as a sheep or a blanket or a pillow, that's not an issue. And therefore, you're allowed to do that. But if they're more soft, and you can actually go and put them on top of you, on top of a bed, then even if you have many, many things on top of you, you would not be able to sleep on it if it's touching your skin directly. It would not be considered, will not be permitted to do that. The Rakham says the Pnei Moshe as well. Menatorit is no Isser except on top of you. The Maitre Rabbanah would answer that as well. And therefore it would be considered Isser. I remember many years ago, I met Rav Gusman, Zechono Livracha, was a dayan in Rav Chaim Moses Bezdin in Vilna before the war. He was Rosh of Netzach Yisrael for many years after the war. And I met him in the Gula one of Erev Shabbos, and I asked him, am I using a woolen blanket? Would that be considered a din as mechuyev tzitzis? Is it a din if there's any, do you have to be kosher? There's any linen, you have to check for shatness for it. And he said no, and he was very, very clear about it. That not even to be machmer on that, that would not be not a chiyuv tzitzis, not a beged yom, and it would not mechuyev to check for shatness because it's not olecha, even though you're covering the blanket on you, that's not bederek malbush, and therefore it was clearly said that olecha would be that one is not mechuyev to do that, to check on that. One is not mechuyev, that's not considered having any anor from it, it would not be considered usher to do. Okay. The Gemara, it's the end of the Mishnah. The Gemara continues. Any osu b'shem kalayim. It's not osu b'shem kalayim. Any other miser is not other than wool and linen is not osu. So the Gemara said, what's the basis? The Bryce explains. You would think only you could do it, only wearing it, you can't do it. How do I know even just covering yourself would be considered? Maybe covering yourself, not derech malbush. You're wearing a beged to cover you, like a blanket, something to cover you. That would be considered, not levisha, maybe that would be considered mutar. Is that considered, maybe that would be usher as well? How do I know that's usher? Don't put it on you. Don't even cover yourself with that. Even if you're not actually wearing a derech malbush, but you're putting it on top of your body, it would also be considered a problem. I would have said, you can go ahead. You can't. You're not allowed to put a kupa, a box that has shotness in it on your back. You can't do that because that's also considered yalulalaka. Maybe that you can't do it. A box carrying shotness, you wouldn't be able to put it on you. The Torah says no. Has to be a little yilbush. Has to be you're wearing it. Putting it in a box and you're carrying it. It's not considered derek malbush. Just like malbush is something you wear that's mahana your guf. It's covering your body, protects your body. Even something that's not considered mahana your guf is also considered a problem. Therefore, putting a box in the back is not an issue. What does that mean for? Nichabasaba Yochmazira explains, if you had a very large beged, munach bar, it's part of the, it's klaim klaim, and it's resting on the ground. The miksasu ain't bone, part of it is not klaim. You can't go ahead and cover yourself with the second part of the bed, of the beket, even though that part of Ba'amin has no klaim, but it's connected to the other part, and the other part is on the ground, and that part has klaim. This would be considered usur as well, and we consider it, even that would be like, yalla luck, as Torah is telling you, even that would be considered usur as well. The Brisa says, "How you say, 'Oh, my feel a pishtan chayam?' Maybe I'll tell you. Even if you have a pishtan linen of the yam, if you have linen of the yam, the type of thing that grows by the sea, it is like linen." Pnei Moshe explains, "This is not actual linen, but it's like linen. Chayam, I call them a gedolim b'mayim, large reeds in the water. V'yesh p'tokan, in those reeds, there are some type of plant that grows that's like pishtan, but it's not actually pishtan. So you would think that it includes that as well." You know, I feel pitching, even that be considered usur. I feel a canvas, maybe even canvas, that type of altar thing, which is a plant that grows, it's very, very thick and very thin, like very thick like linen, maybe that would be also be considered, that would also be considered usur. Tabalayma tzemer pishtim, has to be no tzemer pishtim, has to be tzemer pishtim. Ma tzemer yesh bo shem levaya, just like tzemer means a dafka tzemer, wool, doesn't have any name added to it. Av kol dovish ein lo shaya, same thing else. Any linen doesn't have any other added name to it. So when you have something else, linen with another name, or tzemer, or a type of tzemer with another name, like you have tzemer, you talk about the pishtan shayam, or kanbus, or something else that has a different name attached to it, it's not actually just the wool or linen, that would not be included. That's included. That's not included. Those things are excluded. There's no din of kalayim on that. It has to be only something that's called either wool or pishtun without any surnames added to it. How do you know that? How do you know sheep has no shem levi? How do you know? How do you just call it wool? I mean, you're sure. Yemesha emeach melov or you naked. Mesha, the king of Moav, was a naked. My naked. What's naked mean? Roya, he was a herdsman. He was a shepherd. He called him a noika. That's what he was. He was a shepherd. He would noika means counting. He would count. A shepherd counts each the heads of every sheep. So he would count the heads of the sheep. That's called a noika. Roya makmikal, he counts when he returns the sheep to the master, the owner. He counts them. So it's called makaneked roa. So Gemara says, what's a naked roa? You pay the king of Israel 100,000 fat sheep, 100,000 rams of wool. So you see attached. You see, if the ears know they're called wool, it's dafka rams with their wool. So you see, it's called rams of wool. So it automatically refers to rams. So you see, in the tzemer, tzemer pei lemavad. So tzemer, only called tzemer elam levad, only tzemer elam. That's called tzemer. Anything else is a different tzemer. Is a different. It's not called tzemer. If it has a tzemer with any other name added to it, it's other tzemer. When the Torah uses the lashon tzemer, elam tzemer, it's only dafka elam, wool of rams or sheep. That's called actual tzemer. Any other type of tzemer with it has a different name to it that's added to another name is not considered the tzemer of pishtim that the Torah refers to, does not have a din of considered din of shatness, lagabe dinne begodim, that's lagabe the din of shatness as far as beged. Gemara is going to continue now discussing the other case in the Mishnah about metama menagoyim and the other halachas that we said, whether it applies, what's the halacha of beged or tzemer there, nageya to the type of beged or tzemer there, which wool are we referring to in those cases as well.